Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Geddes.
Right about now, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Geddes.
It's Geddes, actually.
Geddes.
Geddes.
Geddes. Geddes. Geddes.
Fuck you. What is happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast on today, that is the first, Monday the 1st of February. February. I can never say it, and I'll never try. I'll never try and get it right. Welcome to the podcast. This is basically just an intro to get us going, because this is, it's all over the place, this podcast. It has a chat with me and Mickey, which is about an hour long, an hour and 20 minutes. Half of which was captured on GoPro camera for a video podcast, which will be up on the YouTube, Gedzilla YouTube, which I may have to change to General Banter YouTube soon. I'm also going to make a General Banter Facebook page, which will encompass, is that a word? The General Banter podcasts, my podcast, the video podcasts, the fucking live podcasts, and also any stuff made video-wise by me. Involving a whole pile of comedians, really. The General Banter squad. Let's not call them that. No one likes to be labelled. Basically, the usual bunch of cunts that are in the videos. So look out for that. You'll probably see it doing the rounds when people like the fucking page. You know what I'm saying? So soon enough, this podcast is gonna make a little musical noise, and then it'll be an hour and a bit of me and Mickey talking mainly about shit, and I'm not even joking. It mainly is shit. The reason I'm doing this intro is because I was contacted by a lady called Mary Hamill, who is a photographer, who I've never met, but what happened was the very first ever Lavery's Comedy Club, Lavery's Day Fest, sorry, which was actually in the Crescent Arts Theatre, which is fucking counterproductive. I don't know what the fucking word is, but she took photos, basically. No one asked her to take photos. She done it of her own goodwill. And these photos started circulating, and everyone was like, oh my God, I look amazing in those photos. And then I had to ask her, could I be sent all the photos so that we could steal them? Because they look great. However, she might be in charge or part of running the Ulster Photo Fair 2016, which is it's a week of events organised by photography students at the University of Ulster Belfast at the New York Street campus, which, if you've driven past recently, looks fucking outstanding. There's like an opening event on the 4th, Thursday the 4th, between 6 and 8 at York Street there at the Art College, and then you can go around to the Hudson Bar to get blocked. And as far as I know, my friend Paddy McDonald is going to do a bit of stand-up at it. Worlds collide on that one, guys. Having your fucking art dissected by a West Belfast taxi driver. Good luck, is what I would say to you. She told me to basically talk about some of the artworks and slag them off. I don't know, you know, is that really what you want me to do? You know, I'll read out some of the advice or some of the examples that she sent me, you know. Let me see. I don't know if I give anyone's name. I'll give their names away. It says, Aaron North photographed garden ornaments in the Shankill area. It seems to be a thing around there. Is that what they do up in the Shankill?
The fucking size of my fucking ornaments, mate. It's worth more than a house.
To be fair, there is like a life-size, like, gorilla statue there, which I would, if I seen that somewhere, I would 100% buy it. You know, who else have we got? Brad McClenahan is involved, or wait a minute, Holly Foskett. I mean, all these people have great photographer names, you know what I mean? The world famous photographer Aaron North. World famous photographer Holly Foskett. You'd never hear like the world famous photographer Colin Geddes. Still can't work a fucking Kodak wind up. Holly Foskett collected undeveloped film from strangers and printed the photos. Which I did laugh at because there's a photo of a typical sort of late 80s, early 90s social club scene there. Table full of Bacardi breezers. And, you know, everyone's sitting around getting blocked and there's a woman holding a baby. Which is very typical of Northern Ireland, I would say. What other sort of shit have we got here? Brad McClenahan is involved in the LGBT community in Belfast, and he was a bit pissed off about the veto of the gay marriage vote at Stormont, so he staged photographs of different torture techniques used on homosexuals by various religions throughout history. Well, that's extreme, isn't it? You're not allowed to get married. Oh, that's a nightmare. Why don't you go to fucking, where is it, like, Uganda, and they're like chopping your fucking hands off for being gay and all that shit. And there's one picture, I think, from his exhibition, which, if the picture is correct, one of the torture methods they use for gay guys is they put them in the bath. So there you go. Steph Jeffrey took photos of owls in cages at a refuge centre in Bangor. Come down to the owl sanctuary in Bangor. She feels like an owl in a cage now that she's in Northern Ireland. Well, you'd be correct. And then, of course, Mary Hamill herself has informed me that her book, Semper Augustus, is now looking to be published. A book full of photographs of tampons that look a bit like tulips. And in brackets, you be the judge. Okay. Is that a sort of coffee table book, is it? Get your mates around, have a cup of coffee. What's this? Don't worry about it, it's just a book of fucking tampon tulips. Don't even worry about it. So next time you're flying over like Amsterdam and you're like, what's all that down there? Look at all those flowers. You're like, mate, it's basically a load of tampons stuck wire side down in the muck. So enjoy it. There you go. I say all this, I actually went to fucking University of Ulster, York Street campus, to do art. And I'll be honest, some of those events were decent because you could drink like champagne at 10 in the morning. It was amazing. But if you're looking something to do, it's on for a week as far as I know. You can just dander around. Is it a week or 2 weeks? I can't remember. Hold on. Let me see. It's the 4th to the 11th of February. So there you go. Get yourselves around. Have a nosy around that new fucking building. If you're a photographer, go look at some photos. Because, let's face it, there's a big difference between some cunt buying a fucking expensive camera, calling themselves a photographer, and actual photography students being able to take interesting photos. So go check it out. Mary is also going to take some photos, God willing, at this week's Lavery's Comedy Club. Which you need to get yourself to, guys, because the lineup is stupid. The lineup is literally, it's like me, Paddy McDonald, Dave Elliott, Shane Todd, Aaron McCann, Rory Woods, Kieran Bartlett. Forgive me if I've left anyone out. but that's the lineup you're getting for six fucking quid. It's going to be disastrous in a good way. So get yourselves to Lavery's. Hopefully Mary will be there. You can speak to her if you want to go to the gallery openings and stuff like that. These exhibitions. Just get cultured, will you? For fuck's sake. You know, get some cool photos taken. Whatever. It's going to be good times. So, check that out. Ulster Photo Fair. And Lavery's Comedy Club this Wednesday the 3rd. And the opening of the photos are on the 4th. So what else do you need for the rest of the week, guys? You're fucking welcome. Now, I expect a dramatic drop in sound quality as I flick over to the settings with me and Mickey talking into one recorder. It'll come, the day will come where we have two separate mics going into a mixer, you know, but it's just a dream at this point. R.I.P. Terry Wogan. You'd be turning in your grave if you knew the state of our broadcasting setup. Anyway, here it is, the John Rabatter podcast with me and Mickey Bartlett. There will be a video version of half of it available online at youtube.com/getzilla. Okay, guys, and see you in a minute. Welcome to another General Banter video podcast brought to you by me and Mickey Bartlett's here today.
About you.
Just got here. It's very windy.
Terrible windy.
It would skin you.
It would.
It would fucking skin you.
Better, Carl. Better.
Someone said that in dailies, didn't it? Fucking skin rats or something. Fucking skin rats out there. And I had asked four people what they were talking about. What's he talking about? So, well, basically, we've talked before this podcast, so all the good stories are gone.
Aye.
Mickey was being in Dublin at the weekend.
I was.
At the International House of Laughter.
The Laughter Lounge.
The Laughter Lounge.
Yes.
I just put all Dublin comedy clubs.
International Capital.
Wayland's. Mick, what was it? The Bankers, that's all?
No, it's not.
No.
No more that was, jokes there.
It's amazing how few gigs I've done down south.
I haven't seen.
No, but you do them. You do the lounge. You don't need to do much more than that. I did like Bankers once.
Aye.
Was it with you? It's terrible.
I don't know.
At shit. At a plate of shit. Although I've only been doing stand-up for about 6 months. So
that's true.
I don't think it matters.
They're weird gigs down there because there's times you'll do them and there's like they're all tourists.
Yeah.
You know, like Bulgarians.
Yeah. For fuck's sake, Bulgaria. Do yeah. something more entertaining.
Yeah. What?
Why are you at a fucking comedy gig? Yeah,
it's not the Eurovision Song Contest. It's a comedy
Go
gig.
To the Guinness shop the and Guinness. Be like, and get the wee...
Aye.
We want to give you like
that. Get a wee tiny hurl, take it back with you.
Aye.
Tiny hurl for
what
the
What is this, mate? I think...
Baiting peelers.
What else, Miss Heather? There was a...
By the way, I look a bit like...
Gay as fuck.
No,
I look like a shoe bomber.
Since a couple of that, I look like, you know, Tim Allen, the Santa Claus movie?
Yeah.
Do you know when he first starts getting fat?
Right. I can't remember. But,
like he shaves, and then his wee Santa beard grows back, and he's all jiggly, he's wearing a wee cardi.
I haven't seen it. I've seen it on Netflix a bunch of times, I might
wee
watch
fat
it.
Santa. Do you watch it, and you'll understand.
I will.
You were talking there.
So that's a... Man's.
It's generally.
Do you want to stand up and show them the wings?
I don't know.
This is
there's a zip that goes right up to the oxter. I didn't know that when I first purchased the garment.
I would tell people it's one of them tucked in and of a big fat cock, and then you push it out the side.
Aye.
You know.
I actually because there's a wee tail on it, so if you ever want to play the piano, you can flick it out.
Okay. If you ever want to play the piano, do you ever want to play the piano? Your lovely piano playing hands.
Aye.
The Bartlett hand, is that a real thing?
Wee tiny hands. Big palms, tiny fingers.
I was talking
to get in around them.
Kieran Bartlett, and he has the small hands of a Barbie.
He has tiny, tiny hands.
You know the SNL sketch where they're dancing with the wee hands?
That's and a, I'm Dooney.
Yeah, that's his hands for you. Give me gigs in Dublin. What?
Just email.
I don't want to. I don't want to do any of the business side of comedy. I just want to turn up and be like, I'm here.
I was emailing. I'm doing.
Who? I'm here. Colin. Geddes. I do that. I do that all the time. I did that at the stand once and I was like, hi, yeah, I'm Colin Geddes. I'm onto it. And they were like, Yeah, we're a professional comedy club. We expect you. We saw your photo. You know,
I emailed somebody recently. It's like, what am I doing? It's 8 years this year. I still don't know how to do the initial, hi, I'm a comedian looking for gigs.
Yeah.
Like, so I have gigs. I'm doing a gig in England at the end of March or something. Start of April, whatever. And I was trying to get like another three or four around the same area because there's loads of gigs.
Yeah.
And got an email address from another comedian and was like, cheers, man, thanks for all the help. And then, hello, mister, me do joke. You want YouTube link for joke?
It's hard. Like, doing lab, like because I sort of half booked, I really don't do that much booking. Lavery's, I'll get emails like that.
Aye.
And it's like, hi, I'm a comedian from such and such, and I have this, and I've been on this, and blah, blah, blah. And you're like, you could have just said, can I have a gig? And I would have looked your name up.
Aye.
Because if there's like a trail, your digital footprint would suggest whether or not that you have the credentials. Aye. Also, you hear of people.
Aye, that's true.
If you're really funny, someone will go, oh my god, have you seen such and such? They're really funny.
Aye. Well, I've had different, like, it was like,
and then I still don't book you. Squad's in the house. Toot, toot! Aye, what do you want to do? Do you want to come up and do 10 minutes or we'll just put Mickey on? Aye, go ahead, Mickey. I don't come to your fucking house to tell you how to tell jokes, do you?
Aye. I'm halfway through a sneeze, so I missed most of what you were saying there. I could feel it right up in my oxygen.
Is that hanging about with that cat too much?
I fucking can't.
Are you allergic to cats?
Aye, big time.
I'm allergic to their attitude.
And it's a boy cat as well, and it still has its balls, so it's just fucking cat wanking all the thing.
Yeah.
It's a wanker, I hate it. Like,
would you love it if you jizzed and it was just like
a cat fluid?
Like a like a sneeze. Like a vapor. I spat everywhere.
Mine can, at my age, I think I have something more prostate. Mine goes like, do you want to shake a can of Sprite?
Aye.
Or a bottle and go poof, and then it comes out the side now.
Yeah.
And getting people pregnant around me.
Like a lawn sprinkler, like it comes up and hits a wee.
If I jizz in someone's face, it looks like they blew, like shot themselves in the head. It's just a silhouette.
I find
somebody's face could run around all the time. Excuse me, sir.
Yes.
I don't know what you're talking about, Lord Savior Jesus Christ.
I find like the only you get there's a slight delayed reaction.
Aye.
Yeah.
Aye, it comes out solid now.
It comes out like one mint imperial.
Aye, like Brill Cream.
just one solid Werther's. Ting.
A sugar cube.
It'd be much handier if you could just like select when you could not, you know what I mean? You'd be like, I don't need to see it this time. You know what I mean? If you're just quickly knocking one out. You're like, I don't need to deal with a mess, just...
Aye.
That's fine. And then you save it up for the big weekend one. Happy birthday! Blip!
Ah! Don't even care!
Happy birthday to me!
I used to look cake, literally.
Do you know what I mean?
Imagine you wank like that.
I love those stories. Do you ever hear about people like who developed like a weird... They were like, oh, the first time I ever jizzed was when I was like, you know, like lying weird on a pillow, and then the rest of their life they're just bucking like cushions.
Never heard that in my life.
I've heard things like that, yeah. Or like that's apparently that's how fetishes are discovered. Do you know what I mean? Like if or like when you're like 13 or whatever and you're just starting to get boners.
Aye.
13. 8 or whatever. Like you'll see, you'll be like, you know why some people have like, oh, I love just like girls in tights or something?
Aye.
Which is not like Men in Tights, the movie. But that's they seen like their teacher doing that when they were getting like boners. And like that's what they associate with like their first boners, yeah. Which is weird because the first time I got one, I was just watching full blown porn. So that's why I just like watching full blown fucking.
I'm trying to think.
Although I remember seeing Eurotrash once, there's a big fucking black girl with big massive tits on an exercise bike. And they were just rolling around. And
that's why you don't go to the gym.
That's why I'm afraid of black people. I can write that down.
Forgot about trade.
Oh, fuck.
I've done it again.
Straight out of cum town.
What do I have for dinner? Uncle Ben's rice. Oh, fuck.
And Uncle Ben. Surely it would be like Uncle Wang. It would be somebody Chinese fellow making your rice, would it not?
Rice comes from
chickens. Cows lay rice.
The good people at Ambrosia.
I would love a fucking rice pudding. Nice.
No rice.
Life. We did all the races there. Very sad day today because Terry Wogan died. I wish the papers would stop going, surprise death of TV legend.
Nearly 80.
Yeah.
Aye.
It's not a surprise when you're 80 and have cancer.
Did he have cancer as well?
Yeah, apparently.
Didn't know he had cancer.
You want to do
anything, but I just...
You want to do a Lemmy where they go, you have cancer, and you die like 2 days later. Aye. No problem.
Cheers, doc.
You have cancer.
I know.
Lemmy, you have cancer?
Of course.
Of course I do.
I watched that documentary. It was on BBC4.
It's the best, isn't it?
It's fucking brilliant.
I might swap my hands right now.
But we're talking, or his son's talking to him, or he's about like the nice moments in his life. And his son was like, when he was a kid, he was like, just promise me you'll never take cocaine.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, dad, I promise.
Is it not heroin?
No, it was coke. I think he said coke. He's like, take speed, it's much better for you.
Yeah, and his son's like 50. He's trying to hang in there with the long hair and I'm like, yeah, dad, I'm sleepy. Fuck up, you cunt. Unbelievable. Terry Wogan. Now, how long do you give it before there's like a Terry Wogan but some kids?
I don't know. Apparently he was quite like open and fucking talking about that and stuff. Not that he did. Like, he's like, yes, of course I bucked you.
I love fucking children. I like to.
Old tail likes to.
Yeah.
Figure the baby.
Not a day goes by when I don't have a wet dick from dipping it in a toddler.
There was a thing, apparently, Pudsy. Someone posted up it, either somebody said about women on the BBC.
Do you think he ties a wee, like, bandana around his.
Not anymore, he's dead.
His job's eye. Like Pudsy. And it's all poking up and he takes it off and he's like, hello. Happy birthday. You splat. What are you saying?
I don't know. I can't remember. I'm just thinking about where I'm going to get a dick bandana. It'd be a nice wee touch from
dick bandana?
Yeah.
I saw a picture of someone had a dick with a wee jujitsu gi on it. Don't know why. Like,
Japanese girl, was she?
You were saying about, oh, he was quite open about paedophiles.
He said everyone knew about fucking Jimmy Savile and all sort of shit, and
he knew about it.
Apparently everyone knew about it. There was something he said recently about fucking women in the BBC. So like older women in the BBC who are now complaining about fucking not getting any work and all that sort of stuff. And he's going, well, that's the way TV works. You're old and not as hot anymore. They're going to bring somebody else in. You can't complain about it. You're rich already.
Yeah.
Like, and everybody's like, he's such an anti-feminist. And he's like, no, it's just... You're kind of like, well, I don't really get that much work anymore unless I'm doing Terry Wogan type of stuff because I'm old Terry Wogan.
Yeah.
Like,
he's not presenting like Ninja Warrior
or something. Yeah, the chase.
I know.
Sure. Either that's a young person's.
I read in the paper, Eamon Holmes is getting 2 hip replacements from all the bucking he's been doing.
Is that from bucking?
I don't know, but I'd like to think it is. He's built like a soft sort of auntie, isn't he?
Aye.
Oh, your lovely elderly auntie. Looks like he's never fucking broken sweat in his life. You know what I mean? Like, do you know what I mean?
Cuddly wee man.
Huh?
Aye.
Like his shins are soft. Like if you pushed in a shin, he would just stay there like a... Like one of those little oasis things you put plants in. Do you ever see that?
No.
Do you ever get when you get plants and they keep them alive by sticking them in oasis, it's called?
Like the juice?
No, it's like a sort of a crispy sponge, if you can imagine that. But you can push it in, it's like...
Oh, yeah, I'm sure when I...
No, you don't. Nah, they're still getting water.
Aye.
And then you put plants in.
They had them in chapel too, you...
Aye, probably. Playing snooker.
Lord hears.
Wait,
I'll bend over.
Unreal. What else are we going to talk about? Just quickly, or I don't know whether to talk about it or not. But like, just to go back to that, imagine you genuinely wore your hips out from bucking. That'd be funny, wouldn't it?
You'd have to be, would you not be standing up enough to cause wear and tear? If you're laying down, I'd be more worried about crushing my own elbow.
You're done.
Imagine there was a thing, like a, and they called it like a buck frame, and it just went up under your chin and just held your shoulders up, you know, and you could just and there was
like a car seat.
Yeah.
Like if you had with that. Huh? Back of it?
Police system. Hey, Lorna, that's not it. Imagine you were like one of those guys who like you can work your legs, paralyzed, and you just built this big machine, but you could still get a route, and you just got in it. Like, you know those movies where like, you know, like it's a person in a giant robot,
like Iron Man or something. Like
that. Yeah, they're moving it about now, but it's sort of smaller version. You just get in, you're like, there we go, set her down, it just starts building up, and you're just like, brrr. You know, and then you kill her by accident. Just one big vision. Hits the wall, dead.
That'd be horrible, wouldn't it? I hope they never invent that call.
Sex legs, it's called. Just do different attachments and all that. Put a silencer on.
So when you call call me the Fanny Assassin. We laser. Tripod.
Get my jizz cartridges there. Unbelievable.
Back into the left. Back into the left.
That's disgraceful. So we talked briefly about this before the podcast started, but I went to Daly's Comedy Club the other day to see Tony Law. And he had a full breakdown. I don't know whether I should feel bad about talking about him now. I doubt he listens to this. Listening to the General Banter podcast, didn't like it. Talking ill of my set.
I've never seen him live.
I've seen him a bunch of times, and like, he's usually brilliant.
Aye.
But then we seen him at the last Fringe there, and I ran into Paul Curry. That was the night you were doing Setlist. And he goes, have you seen Tony Law's thing? And I said, no. And he goes, he just has a full breakdown.
Aye.
And that's coming from Curry. So he's like, yeah, he just has a full breakdown. And I was like, oh, we'll see. And then we went to see him, and it was literally just clean madness.
It must be hard to keep that up, like this type of stuff he does. Do you know what I mean?
I think he just hit.
Like, if you're not like that all the time,
well, I think
it must be hard to get pretty yourself into that mindset and back out of it.
Well, I think it's because he was just drunk the full career and then tried to stop drinking like last September.
Aye.
And now it's just like hard to pull that craziness out of nowhere.
Aye.
But it's that sort of, like, if you are a regular comic who does material, there's no end of material. You could write material about anything. As long as you don't stop.
If you're some madman.
But if you're
it seems like Robin Williams, everyone loved when he was off his fucking nut and coke. Yeah, I watched one of his set list thing there from, must have been just like shortly before he died. And he's all sobered up and stuff, and he was almost a hack.
It looks like he's embarrassed to do it.
Yeah. But it would be weird, like, if you, especially if you think if you're gigging fucking flat out, you know, like, which we very rarely are. But if you're doing like a fucking tour where you took coke on the first night and the second night you do it, or you get pissed just to fucking cure the hangover and then you just keep doing that. And
it's hard.
After a while, you go, oh, fuck, I'm sober. What the fuck am I doing? Do you know what I mean?
You're all self-conscious. Yeah. But the funniest I think you ever are is, like, when you're just really, really nervous and sober.
Aye. I actually think...
That's when you're the funniest.
I'm very funny when I'm hungover, I think.
Yeah, because you're, like, giddy.
Aye. Maybe I laugh more when I'm hungover. It's probably...
Yeah.
I make me laugh more.
I think I'm the best. Next. No, but like, if I'm like really, like, say if I did like jiu-jitsu or something in the daytime and I was like tired almost, but like it's more like really relaxed rather than like knackered, but it was just like kind of loose and didn't really give a shit, that's when I'm the funniest. Rather than,
see, I'm better if I'm drunk nervous, or if I'm scared,
oh, if I get nervous and like, stuff, but I think it's just if I'm not like physically tense, I'm better for some reason, I don't know why.
It's probably just even, like, if you do a good workout or whatever, and you release the dolphins, that's what I'm going to say. Do you know what I mean? Maybe just fucking clear your head a wee
bit. You just feel better. Because there's times where, you know, I have been hungover and you fucking lie in bed all day, and then you get up and you try and go into a gig and you're like, I just can't
get myself up for this. I just don't want to do this. Like, yeah. And then you finish the gig and your hangover's gone because of the adrenaline. You're like, let's go back in the piss.
Yeah.
I'm good.
A whole month of just doing that.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I know when you're like drinking pints and you're going, it'd be weird if I didn't drink these pints, but it's doing nothing.
Aye.
I was drunk twice the whole time I was in Edinburgh.
I'd be like that this year. Last year I was fucking awful.
Block every day?
Near enough, aye. Like,
yes!
Because it's sort of, you'd be hanging about or something, you know, and then you go and do, like, some late night thing just to fucking do something.
Yeah.
Because I get, like, a kid in the toy shop over there, because there's that many gigs, you're just like, oh, let's do another one.
Yeah.
But then you have a couple of beers, and you meet someone you haven't seen in a while, and then you just fucking...
You're fucking
that. Aye.
Some dude.
You just end up like just going, I have to shit always now.
I hated that. The time we came over and say visited, we just were there for like a while and went home, but made the mistake eating that kebab at like 4 a.m. and just shitting pure fire.
It was horrible.
I've never been more uncomfortable for 2 days in my life. I was just like, first of all, I love the heat.
yeah.
I love the heat and all the walking. It's working wonders for my fjord at the back there. And not only that, the fjord has a volcanic eruption coming out of it.
I then developed like a routine of going to the caves because it was a decent bathroom. And you're talking to me 3 or 4 times during a 2-hour flowering session.
There's a decent bathroom in the caves?
Decent-ish.
Jesus Christ.
And just, there was nobody in it. And just kind of go, like, and then you'd be stuck and you had to run across like Whistle Binkies or somewhere like that. Where the toilets... Like, there's a toilet, but it's designed solely for pissing.
He can't
and there's no seat. It's in wee wooden lumps instead of a seat. So you can't sit on it, or your dick will touch
the entire
bowl area. Like, you're just like...
Pure, out of pure panic sometimes. I don't give a shit about your arse cheeks touching the seat.
Yeah.
I make a large wad just as a dick guard.
Aye.
Do you know what I mean? You're like, I just can't... I just don't want my dick to touch
that. Definitely. Like a cup. Are you trying to... I'm not physically able to shit standing up. I could do it if I didn't have to hit a target, but you're talking like a, like the hole where the water's about that size.
Oh.
And I shit this way.
Sideways or lengthways?
Like, yeah. Yeah.
You do something like, do you ever like find yourself, when you find yourself somewhere just going, why is this happening to me? You're like jumped up and shit.
I'm a good person.
You're trying to have a shit somewhere, you're like, no, why did I do this? Where was the where did I have a shit recently? And it was like, yeah, it was one of those pure, like, you're just like, I need to change my life. Normal people wouldn't need to shit right now.
I stayed with mom and dad this weekend, and because they eat yellow bread-based foods,
it was
just awful, like.
Welcome to Genital Banter. Yeah. It's amazing, like, because we've been trying to eat sort of half well these days, and then last week, shout out to these boys. Dina, Italian place. They do like Italian street food down the side. You know where like the cabaret club is in the town? Like Thompson's kind of. And I don't know, they spoke to Aaron McCann about maybe doing some videos or something. But we just went around and it's like Italian street. So it's like flatbreads with like Parma ham and all that shit. So I've been trying to eat like well, not have a lot of like fatty, you know, like no extra cheese and stuff. You know, if you made chili, you just eat the fucking chili. You don't need like another block of cheese on it. All that sort of shit. But the guy gave me like another bit of pizza. So I had ordered this flatbread thing. I was like, amazing cheese in it. I'm not cheese in ages. I was like, just fucking drooling. and then fucking, he just brought this piece of pizza that was like, you know, like about that deep.
Right.
And it's proper like street food pizza that they would do. I forget the name of it. Comes in a wee tray. Who doesn't? It's about that thick. With homemade Italian sausage on it.
Fuck me.
But it wasn't like long sausage. It was like just meat. But it was so much cheese that I hadn't had in quite some time. And the next day I was just like...
Rode off.
Like, it was like someone just dipped my shits in Vaseline. Just... Yeah, I'm gonna... It was incredible what it does to your body. But the food was incredible.
Aye.
Very tasty.
Can't wait to go.
It was unreal. It was unreal. It was just... I hadn't had like that rich much fucking, cheese. And that's always... like people always go like, I had an Indian last night. I'm shitting. Does nothing for me. See if I had like a few Stella and a Domino's.
Aye. Can't leave
cancel my appointments.
Aye. Janine, cancel my 11 o'clock. I've got the skates.
We have a chocolate fountain coming out of my dot right now as we speak.
Skittery didgeridoo.
Skidgeridoo.
Aye, that's horrible. There's a place I go to, there's a pizza place in Lurgan.
I thought you were talking about In Your Mind. There's a place I go to where I'm chilling.
Like, it's okay. There's no place like home. But does this, we actually, remember the night you were down with my mum and dad's with that, like the yeah. chicken and beef? And
That's pure diarrhea.
I'm convinced it's the cheese, not the amount of meat on it. Like,
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because that's just, the next day I'm just like, well, that's. And every time I get one, I get about two or three slices in and I go, I can't stop eating it, but I can feel it already just being like.
It's not good.
Not good.
It's
excuse me.
Some sort of lorry just went past and scattered. There's nothing like a bit of shit talk. That was a fun night at your house, wasn't it?
Can't remember.
Near can I did one of those like look on my phone and then there was like a Snapchat story and I went, oh no. And I just clicked on it one eye. What the fuck? And it was you just climbing all over Louise going, Jiu-Jitsu. And at one stage your arse is in her face and she pulled your trousers down and I was like, I'd hate to be her right now. Because your fucking asshole was like right in her face. And Junior just going, Jiu-Jitsu. Jiu-Jitsu.
That's my wee princess, though.
Check out my furry little dot. It's fucking gross.
Down the rabbit hole.
Just even.
Somebody pin cards on there,
just the smell, I don't know, you know.
It was clean, shut up.
Don't know what your asshole's like, but anyone's, you know. Aye, what I mean?
Assholes.
If you're just sitting there having a beer and someone just goes, you know what I mean? And you get the fucking ass breath hit you in the face.
Aye.
It's like opening the oven, you need to let the fucking steam come off it for a couple of seconds before you fucking look in there. You know what I mean?
Aye.
Just saying.
If you're putting your hand over a boiled kettle,
it's
dangerous.
Don't look in it. You fucking boil your eye off. It's like that Patrice O'Neill bit. You know, I know the difference.
Contact lenses out of yours.
I know the difference. You know, like when rugby players, like it falls out and they're standing there trying to get the sand off it before they put it back in their eye. I see, when I used to play rugby, I see that all the time. Like guys pouring water, like, washing like pure sand off it, they're going,
a contact lens? Fuck off.
They would wear them and they would come out all the time, and then the fact they could find them on the ground was a
fucking, you clearly don't need them if you can
do it. I know. Where am I? I couldn't even see it. There it is there, mate. Do without them.
Jesus
Christ.
There
was one fella was couldn't see at all, and he was a big farmer, and he's like, I'm not wearing that. You know, like his hands would be too big to even coordinate that. And he just played blind and like ran one day and ducked under a tackle. And these two boys hit each other. And just nearly died, the both of them. Guy broke his teeth in a big arc.
Jesus
like that.
Christ.
And it was against Ince, and the guy went, don't worry, his dad's a dentist. And I went, of course he is.
That's not what teeth feels weird.
But he broke off the guy's head. So
fuck
the,
off!
The guy that he hit had a fucking axe on his head. Like, it was disgusting.
Jesus Christ.
And he just stood up like, I didn't fucking see anything. I fucking...
Blames the bachelor.
Blames the bachelor. And then boy's like, my ma makes me a fucking... fry every morning, but he's like ripped to shreds.
Right.
Just eats like a pig. Go out fucking wank the cows, no? That's what they say, just wank the cows.
That's beautiful.
It is.
Hear that fucking web.
Here's what I'll do. Let's call an end to this podcast now that we've covered all things shit related.
Uh-huh.
And we'll continue in audio form.
Lack of questions and such.
Aye, so what we'll do is we'll go, see you later.
All the best.
See you next time. If you want to listen to the rest of this, just go to SoundCloud or iTunes, General Banter Podcast, and we'll continue recording here.
Powerful.
And we're back. Just continuing on the... do you hear that wind out
That's
there?
That's fucking scary.
That is shocking. We'll just continue on the podcast here. If you wanted to see the video for first half. I could do two halves, but it takes me about 3 weeks to upload.
Aye.
So I'm just like, nah.
Fuck out there.
Nah, mate. Half an hour fucking do you. You fucking cunt. I would say at this point in our career, we could, if we put our minds to it, you could do this like once or twice a week, as a full production, and we'll get a mixer with mics, and do it properly, and we have a show and get it sponsored.
I'm up for that.
Are you definitely did it for letting me do that, and then we can get money from it?
Yeah. I will help in any way I can, but please know I'm not technically minded.
If I put my hands together, it makes it seem earnest.
When I mime typing, I still put the wee typewriter bit back. www. And
that's all over the place because it's not even QWERTY.
It's not QWERTY at all.
No, fuck me. I think we should do that. The General Banter video podcast in its regular.
No.
Let's approach sponsors.
Let's do it. If you're interested in sponsoring.
If you want to sponsor General Banter video podcast, and we'll figure out how to really do it properly so it looks like a show.
No.
Why not?
Definitely.
Get one of me TriCasters with a mic and we sit here like two comedians.
Headphones on?
Aye.
Oh, but class. Can we get one coming out of the roof? All sitting around it. They can BBC Radio 1.
Aye. Do they have one? They all share?
I have no idea.
They have one each, but whatever. Yeah, we just...
start small.
You get another wee box and then you just have a mic.
Sorry, I'm...
You got a sneeze?
I'm not going to. Do you have a sneeze stuck in your head?
Yeah. Just like when you have a piece of shit stuck in your butt?
A completely different thing.
Definitely, because you can put going off that.
Exactly. You can't blow your hole.
I know some people will tell you otherwise. I didn't mention it yet, but the other day I went through any money I had at a holiday.
Oh.
We're going to go to, listen to this, for a fucking thing, right? Because the flights to Thailand go Dubai, then like
I mean, you can't just rent a flight. You have to buy them. I'm a stand-up comedian with trades.
I have to buy them all. What a bang in the cock that was. That didn't work. Phuket.
So where'd you get that tie? Thailand.
Vietnam stand. So you have to fly. You have to fly to
Ho Chi Minh me?
So I gone too far now.
Fuck you.
That's probably a place as well. Probably is.
Nah, done.
So
the Finn Valley, that's the band.
You didn't see that, but Mickey did like a double take to me in the camera.
I know, I forgot.
Which
when
isn't
I recorded
even on anymore.
Just, that's how professional I am. We just see one start acting up.
Where did they do it?
What are you reporting on? Someone was murdered.
Where did they get it from? Don't know. You just show him the camera and he's off to the fucking races. I'll just put that there. That's a joy of it. So you have to fly to Dubai.
Aye.
Before you go anywhere in that neck of the woods. So we're going to Dubai. And then we're going to stay there for like 2 days.
Nice one.
My sister works in the Hilton. So we get like Hilton family rates.
Fuck
and
off.
You can literally stay in like the Waldorf fucking, like from a movie.
Aye.
I'm not going to because it's still too dear. But you could get that for like 120 quid when it should be about 500 quid.
That's unreal.
So we'll probably just get some shithole anyway. But which, is there shitholes in Dubai? I don't know. But I think 2 days is enough just to look around and be like, selfie, look at me not drinking.
Aye.
Look at my hot girlfriend in a burger. In a Darth Vader outfit there. I don't know if they need that. You need to cover your head or something. You'd have
shoulders and stuff and everything.
Tits and muff and face.
Aye. Just like washing.
Imagine bit slits, or was it pit slits and tits? that's my rules.
Wash that gash.
Wash that gash now. Who was it? It was Tommy Finger and like it was like there's sand on the underside of a boat. Connor Keyes.
Was Connor Keyes on it?
That was funny.
That was a very good one. Another one you used to have about fingering someone like you're back in a lorry and an alleyway.
Yeah.
That was a good joke.
But then
actually I thought about it.
Then I seen David Tell did a joke. And I swear to God, years after I did it, not that he probably wasn't already doing it, but I seen it then. It wasn't the same. It was him saying like he's fingering someone like he's back in the world's tiniest truck. So, you know what I mean? It was like similar. It was similar. So I'm basically saying David Tell was greater than me, but
I always think, any fuck, I thought I was falling. That joke you used to have about you having a plastic fanny. Every sort of couple of months I'll be driving along and that'll come into my head, I start laughing.
What's that?
You know, but like it's fine for women to have vibrations and stuff.
I should probably do that material.
You really should, I think.
Because I think at the time I probably wasn't good enough to tackle it well.
Aye.
You know, because you're doing that stuff like a year into student style. Aye. So I think, and it happens all the time. Do you ever have a bit where it comes back and you know how to make a funny
exactly.
one.
Yeah.
I'm going to write that. Girls with dildos. Rubber muff.
That'll make sense.
Rubber muff. It's
yeah,
true.
If you rub your muff, you won't need the dildo.
But it... But it is like it's like the slagging you would get if you thought you needed it. Your mates would be like, "Why can't you just fucking have a wank?
You just get a normal one."
A spastic dick.
Fucking Timmy no hands.
Fucking what is your hand that sexy enough to make you come? Do you not fancy your hand? What sort of fucking man are you?
You have lovely hands, mate. You do. You have
you
lovely hands.
Me and I'm about to come looking at them. Guess I go with them. No one ever says it. You know, like if there's a guy that's like super into hand jobs and he's like, "Here, I like them hands.
Guess a look at them cuticles.
Guess are they all calloused up from rubbing cacks?
Is them PVC nails, isn't it, or what? You don't get PVC nails, do you? Is that a thing?
Silicone nails or acrylic or something?
Acrylic, that's what I was looking for. All yeah. Right.
I've paid for them many a time. I might get my nails done. Maureen will go into like a spiral and go really quiet for ages and you're like, "What's wrong?" And she'll go, "I just can't decide what day to get my nails done." And you're like, "Oh right, I thought you were working over some major problems in your mind." I just don't know whether to do this for 30 quid or pay the extra fiver to get some other shit.
I'm so glad I'm going out with the type of woman who instead of getting her nails done just tries to look up my asshole.
And I'm jiu-jitsu. And it didn't even phase her, like she's stared up at many a time.
It's kind of, no, I think she's just kind of used to me running around the house, jiu-jitsu.
With her asshole. You see, I don't think, I would
just the hole as well, not even my ass, just the actual holes out.
You've cut the hole out,
yeah.
In fact, like a little peephole.
Hold my nose and breathe into my head until my ass pops out, like puckers up a wee bit.
Yeah. Like when dogs bark.
Aye.
You see it come out a wee bit. Girls with dildos, rubber muff. Unbelievable. Jiu-jitsu, my asshole. The funny thing is, in jiu-jitsu, there's many occasions where you have assholes on right in your face.
No. It's good for the skin.
It's not. No. It's not good for the skin.
Not good for the soul.
Let's hit some questions here. Have you ever been sick after watching an internet video? Two girls, multiple cups. And that's from Mike Brown.
Don't think I've ever full-on boat.
I've said this before, but... Before I seen that video,
two girls, one cup.
I'd seen more ridiculous shit. I saw the one where the girl stuffs an octopus up her piss.
Oh, aye. The one where we can do better than that.
Oh, yeah.
That's.
There's like speed bagging her asshole.
It's the bit where he like lifts his fingers up and the skin around her belly button moves.
Oh, yeah.
That's a bit fucking.
It's a girl, thank God. You know what I mean? You get a girl like a very slight, small hand. Do you know what I mean?
You can bypass organs. And it's kind of like a stomach.
I don't know if you can bypass anything, but I don't know.
I just don't know how it works. I don't know how it works at all.
Who's into gaping?
What the fuck is that?
Just holes being widened open.
Oh. No, don't. Not like me. It. Don't like that.
I gotta turn you on.
Even if you know if you're watching.
My wife can fit a fucking cantaloupe up her cunt.
Aye.
That was quite poetic.
That was actually.
Cantaloupe, but you can't.
Was that a haiku?
You end up a fucking haiku. Hey? Ah? Cantaloupe up my cunt. Unbelievable. No, I don't think I've ever been sick. I've seen a few of those ones where I didn't mean to say it, and it was like, you know, you won't believe what happened next, and like a guy jumps off a pier and hits his face on the edge, and his head's hanging open like a fucking.
The what? Like even the UFC, like a broken cantaloupe. Someone's leg gets broke.
Yeah, that.
Fuck. Yeah, they get me.
If you've ever hurt your knee. And then you see like a guy fuck his knee up in a rugby match or a UFC fight or something. You're like, oh, I can't even watch it. It's worse than... Anyway. Jordan McKeon. It's weird when you see people's birthdays. Obviously like 95.
Ah, fuck me.
You young bastard. He's probably like 30 type. What are you, just 95? Do you like getting heckled? There are people at Lavery's last time I wanted to smash around the head with my pint. Do you know what, Jordan? Fill your boots, mate.
Aye.
I don't like hecklers.
Do you give me money for that?
The problem with dealing with hecklers is sometimes, you see, hecklers aren't what they used to be type of thing. It used to be someone would shout something smart and you would be like, what am I? And then you could have time to respond. Now it's like, there's a difference between a heckler and someone who just won't fuck up because they're steaming.
And
the worst thing was, that wee lad that kept slobbering was like Union's mate.
And they were
fucking embarrassed as fuck.
There's things like, somebody heckles is one thing if they're like paying attention.
Yeah.
But if they just shout something out like that makes no sense, or they just start talking, you're like, you're not even paying enough attention for me. Like, so when I do come back and fucking destroy you,
you won't hear.
You won't even know I'm doing it.
Like, a good heckle would be, like, I don't mind people saying things. Yeah, like you said, because they're paying attention, and it's like you're all in the room together.
No.
Do you ever see the Seinfeld movie where he's trying to do a bit of material and he forgets it, and a girl goes, "Is this your first time?" To Jerry Seinfeld. Aye. That's funny.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's a funny heckle. Exactly. But like just shouting like a cut like that guy is a fucking retard. Like,
he was steaming. Somebody heckled me one time in the airport, going, "When's Colin Murphy coming on?" And I was like, well, "He's not on tonight." He's like, "He's better than you." And it was just like, I think I ended up going, "He'd fucking need it. He's on more money or something."
Yeah.
But it was just one of those like, you're actually just interrupting at this point, sir.
Yeah. He's better than you.
You're just engaging in the conversation. We have to fucking have a versus.
That's ridiculous. Mm. Where does that end?
I know.
Where's Billy Connolly? Is he on this week?
Here, no. Mackie, did you ever see Richard Pryor?
He's better than you.
Like Lee Evans, do you?
I've heard enough. Another thing. Where do you fucking hate actors?
Oh, they're so stupid. Imagine you just went, "Oh yeah, your idea is, but I'm really sorry," and just put the mic in and walk off and just get in the car and go home.
Enjoy the rest of your evening. Yeah. You do it, dickhead.
Yeah. He needs a night off
from
listening to fucking dickheads like you. Stab.
It's just, why would you do it? It's a thing.
Last time I got heckled at the Empire, I was trying to say something to him and the bouncer stood over and fucking threw him out.
Aye.
And I went, "Aye, but you..." And then the guy was away. You said that, but then...
Hey,
so the worst heckles are the ones that are like textbook heckles.
Aye,
you know, "You're shit." You're like, is that the best that you could come up with there?
That heckle's so shit, I can't even fucking put it down.
Yeah, that was just bad. That's what my favorite thing to do is just go like. Sometimes you get heckled and you're like, "Is this person heckling you because they're drunk?" Or you go, "Or are they genuinely mentally ill?"
Aye,
it's hard to tell sometimes. Or else, sometimes I enjoy just staring at them until they realise what they've done.
Aye.
You know,
they'll never do it twice. Do you know what I mean? Why is you just... Or very rarely anyway, like.
I think the best one I ever said was maybe like, it was actually in Derry, and I went, "Why did you say that? That wasn't funny." And I got a massive response.
Aye.
Why did you say that? Look, how funny are we, Mick? What about Boko... Listen to Chris Reezy being all upbeat. What about Boko Haram burning children alive and killing 86 people in total in Nigeria? More ruthless than ISIS? That's my other album. More ruthless than ISIS! Smoke weed all
once. Never.
Smoke not a lot weed of smoke in weed. The dreams. Smoke weed when it's free. And I'm drunk, probably.
Never tasted bacon, ever. I haven't heard of that. That's rough.
Boko Haram, they're just different places around the world have different names for ISIS.
No.
But it's an education problem because most of these fellas running around the jungle with a machete don't know anything.
Aye. Don't know any better.
Also, Africa is mental.
Aye.
No doubt about it.
Ain't no doubt about it.
Watch some of those Vice documentaries about Liberia. Fuck me! Right, how long times we got left? Nathan Conthelia. I met him at Lavery's. He told me how to say his name right. What's worse to have in your house? Infestation of earwigs that you can't get rid of, or Smicks breaking into your garage to huff spray paint every other night? What a weird question.
Aye.
Have you had both of those? I'd rather have probably the Smicks and the thing, because you just ring the police once and get them removed.
Just get rid of all your spray paint.
Yeah, just leave it in a wee box outside.
Aye.
For them to collect. Barry Wright. Which sounds like slang for shite. Taking a Barry Wright. Oh, good clink.
Barry White tribute act.
Have you heard about Amy Schumer apparently lifting jokes, and what do you make of them? Did we talk about this last time?
Don't think so. I heard about it though, like.
Aye, it was just different. But then I heard a lot of people talk about it saying like she when you do a show, you have a team of writers, and it's like it's policing the writers.
Well,
like,
what was the junction party lifted, or what was the?
There was like,
and was it in her? Was it in her show?
Was there was a? It was in both, like bits of stand up, a couple of lines of stand up, and then there was like, her name was Tammy Pascatelli or something, and she had a sketch like, you know, I think men should pay on the first date for sex, right? That was like one of the lines. Not that good a joke, but there was that, and then what was the other one? The joke was the girl, the same girl, Tammy, whatever, said that Oprah was like really fat, and all. She goes, but she's so rich, why don't she just pay someone to slap food out of her hand every time she has it? And then Amy Schumer had a sketch called Slap Chef. You know, you're putting on weight, get Slap Chef. And this guy just walks on and slaps the food out. And everyone felt that that was ripped off from that. And then she did a few Patrice O'Neill jokes, which I think he did as like an anti-hack. You know, like it was almost like it was him just calling out all the sex acts thing, which is funny, like, because he'd done it.
And then she
did something similar. And then it just, I don't know, just a few examples, but...
It seemed like vague.
Yeah, it's just, it's not really like really specific fucking stuff. Plus, it is that thing of when you're on a show, you have a team of writers who are probably a load of open mic comedians trying to make money. And they write sketches that are probably like slightly derivative of something else.
But do you, like, it's like a fucking...
I don't really give a fuck. Like what?
The Bridges joke or the...
Oh, I stayed everything. One. But, yeah, that was weird as fuck. And it wasn't even my issue. It was everyone saying to me, because they'd heard the joke, they were like,
what the fuck?
Yeah. Honestly, I was getting like tweets and Maureen's sister and all, and like everyone at once in like 5 minutes, I don't know what the fuck I was doing. Or was there like a workout or something? Bored on a Saturday night. And then everyone was just like, here, that's your fucking joke. It was similar, like it wasn't.
Well, it was the exact same fucking sentence. It was word for word. That was, because I know there was one, like the blame game. Remember you texted me about the...
Oh yeah,
I had the joke about, but like that was a slightly different fucking thing. So my joke was about, you know, like fucking getting pissed and waking up halfway through, or watching the first half of the London and have a casino.
Yeah,
and he had like, what I do is wait for people to fall asleep and change the movie.
Yeah,
but it was like, that's one of those things you can kind of go, fuck, right, fair enough, maybe like somebody's come up with the same idea, but with your one, it was word for word the same shit, like. Like, with your one, to me, that was if someone heard your joke and then again was writing jokes for...
For him?
Aye.
I did live in Scotland in Glasgow for a year. I don't know, it's not beyond the realms, but I don't know whether it's stolen or not. I don't give a fuck. I don't know.
One thing, I know, like, a lot of people don't fucking quote him, but, like, I was reading a thing with Michael McIntyre saying he doesn't watch any other... And Billy Connolly, guys like that.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't watch any other comedians because... Even if you don't intend to, something might slip in.
Creep into your mind.
Where you end up fucking...
I don't watch any that much because I can't. Like, I just can't sit and watch a fucking hour special. Maybe because I've seen a lot live now, and it's just way better to see it live than watch the fucking DVD. So trying to sit and watch a polished fucking special. That's why I like those club ones that they keep doing there. I don't know. I don't care if she's still material or not. Like, really, I'm not that into her. Would you bang her though for the crack?
Kinda. I'd love to bang her. I'd love to go for pints with her and then bang her off. Do you know what I mean? Or like attempt to bang her?
Yeah. Thoughts on a United Ireland from Conor Flynn? Up my fucking rat. It's one of the things. If they just like in the background wrote the paperwork up and went, yeah, that's the way it is now. Would you?
It wouldn't make a difference.
As long as your country didn't fall apart financially.
Exactly.
I don't really give a fuck. Like, I'm definitely more Irish than I am British.
I don't know. I'm neither.
But I wouldn't say like I would say it was Northern Irish.
Aye, I'm the same.
You definitely are Northern Irish because they won't take you.
Aye, and they don't want you.
Yeah. So it's
Well, should we just come over and do some jokes?
It's like, we want to unite in Ireland, and then you come down from Belfast to Dublin and they're all like, who's this fucking terrorist bastard?
See, even like Northern Ireland itself. I was just thinking this when I was in Dublin one night. Like, even in terms of comedy, because we were talking about like being over the fringe and shit, and people were like, reviewers won't come see Irish comedians. They're just like, you know, you're really, and Northern Irish comedy is a fucking standalone different thing, I think, now than
Because
Irish come, most Irish comedians, it's here's a setup, and an Irish person trying to get away with that would be like this.
Yeah.
Whereas...
No, what's happened, like, I've noticed there is such a thing as an Irish comedian, because they all kind of talk about the same thing. They get away with stuff because it's got a silly accent. Whereas there was, like, fatigue of hearing Troubles-based shit from Northern Irish comedians. So all of us, on the most part, you have the odd bit because it just happens, but...
Aye.
On the most part, everyone that's coming up now is just a comedian who's from Northern Ireland.
Aye.
So all your material is just about stuff.
Aye, exactly.
It's not really about, you know, everyone has the odd joke, but it would have been years ago, your whole fucking set was political based. But like, it's not now. You just have, you know, you could take like fucking Aaron McCann's set and put it in an English accent.
Aye.
And it's just the same. Aye, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's not like the jokes need to fucking be said here at work, really. Unless he says, like, the word Ocnacloy.
Yeah.
People are like, did you just barf in your mouth? What happened there? So, yeah, I think it's like a new way. See that Lavery's Comedy Club?
Aye, man.
Raising wolves, bitch. There's going to be a fucking... It's like a bear pit.
An onslaught.
Honestly. I remember hearing someone talk about the Boston Shuffle. I probably said this to you, where like Boston was so strong comedy wise that they would fly someone in to headline and just to fuck them off because they were not getting paid as much as the headliner. So like they fly in like Billy Crystal or something and they'd do the Boston Shuffle, which was they'd put on three fucking animals from Boston who never left because they didn't have to because there were like eight clubs and they were making a fortune.
Aye.
They would just put on like beast after beast who had their 20 minutes of local stuff like chiseled out and they would just fucking ram it and then they'd bring on some guy who had no jokes about, you know, he's like, hello, what's the deal with stuff? That's what Northern Ireland's gonna be like.
Aye.
Do you know what I mean?
That's what it was like though. You don't want to, do you know what I mean? It would have been,
that's what it was like, what,
years ago I think, was it not? Like English people coming over.
But I'm talking about even coming up from down south.
Aye.
I think there's a different style brewing up here where it's like real sort of,
I think it's very American-y.
It is, that's what it's like. It's like aggressive comic style comedy. It's not, there's very few alt comics that anyone gives a fuck about. Like it's all just normal fucking funny people.
Aye. I think there's really changed there where people, everyone's kind of went, well fuck that TV shit.
Yeah.
You know, because when we started, like the likes of Live at the Apollo and all those shows kind of shaped the way a lot of comedy's gone.
Yeah.
Because everyone's dying to get on it, where you've a bunch of fucking dickheads in Belfast just going, well, yes.
Absolutely.
You can't time it down.
I think it's, give it another year or so and it'll just be fucking beast central. And then someone will get pissed off with like a group of 10 people that always gig at Lavery's and then they'll start something else and then it'll be a lesser version of what we're doing. It'll be the methadone to our heroin. Let's crack on with these questions before I break my back, suck my own cock. Thoughts on a united Ireland? So, yeah, go for it.
Aye. Or don't, whatever.
Just break it off, you know what I mean? If you could just... Aye.
Just paddle about the place.
Like, people from the south hate people from the north, even if they're from, like, Donegal.
Aye.
Yeah, northern but fucking...
Most people hate people from Donegal.
They're weird, aren't they?
Weird as fuck.
Hey, you used to go over there and pick cabbages. Who says sentences like that ever?
I was making summer holidays there anyway. Not so bad anyway.
We used to take the dinghy across there and pick cabbages. No, I fell out of the boat and grabbed your ma's hair and ripped half it out. No, you're like,
I'm a very famous singer, even though I can't really sing or dance or have any personality whatsoever.
I just have a smooth front.
Tell you what happened. My face hasn't moved in 34 years. I'm not gay.
My wife is a cock.
So he does.
But honestly, at that time, because Maureen's family know those ones that live up there in Donegal, that Burtonport place, and they were like, she actually said that, you know, last night, no, we took the boat across to the wee island to pick cabbages. And I near fucking bit my tongue off trying not to laugh. And I was like, why is no one rolling about the floor laughing at this?
It's a mad place, like.
And all the outlaws are at 70 going in the sea swimming.
Right.
And I was like, I fucking drop my wallet in there, I'm not going in after it. It's 2 foot deep. It's up my dick. Ray McCrossan, lads, now that they seem to name every gust of wind, do Ray McCrossan's Derry accent, What are your best five alternatives for storm names that isn't a person's name? Would you rather fight one Tim McGarry sized mouth? Oh, is that a different question? Come on, Ray. That's a silly question. Alternative names for storm?
Hurricane Wild Wind Dixon.
Oh, fuck.
I was driving down last night, like, just shuffling through the fucking radio trying to get something decent done. And Radio 4, like, their weather came on. And I have no fucking idea what the, like, even though I was looking out a window, it was like, and there'll be a storm front coming in the gusts of 10, 75% southeast.
It's weather for, like, weatherheads.
It's one of the ones where I was like, I should have just stuck my head out the window.
Is it rain or what? It's
passion,
Hurricane. I don't know. Something bluster. Blustery, yes.
Hurricane, fuck, and I'm not going out.
Hurricane.
The man the authorities tried to blame.
I don't know. It's a bit much, like, because what was the last
Hurricane one? Oven chips.
Hurricane from wrestling.
Hurricane Year West. Well,
Kenya. Let's get a serious question in.
I'm busting for a pedal quickly.
Right. Smarties or M&M's? What do you prefer?
M&M's with peanuts. Yeah.
What do you think of... That's a UFC question. Rebecca McCluskey. Do you think it's weird that they haven't done a show like EastEnders or Coronation Street in Belfast? Does The Fall count? I cannot watch Coronation Street. It's fucking complete bullshit. I would watch it if it was on at like 11 at night. Like, oh, you fucking mug.
Yeah.
Oh, you fucking... Hey, old Charlie, stay finger up, mum. It's always made up problems. Oh, no, I can't fucking... I lost my tea bag. That's the whole episode. They're all fucking 700. Imagine being... Is Ken Barlow dead? They were just fucking kids, weren't they?
No, he wasn't fucking kids. Women. Grown-ass women he was fucking. It was...
Well, a few of them were so...
There was a thing about him as well.
He had a great joke, do you remember? He said he had a PhD in pulling women. But it turned out he was fucking kids. You didn't know he also had a GCSE in fucking kids. That's the best joke I ever
wrote. That was a good one.
I don't know, because it would be terrible. It'd be the cringiest fucking...
It'd be awful.
Oh my god! Marty!
Was that 6 degrees? Not something fucking...
He burned the I'm in the knicker factory now! 6 degrees. There was some old shit. It was more like a student thing. But again, it needs to be a bit gritty. You know what I mean?
Getting
a finger slammed in a chipping.
In EastEnders, when someone gets murdered, there's always a big fucking... Who done it? Whereas here it's like, dear fucking Anto, get shot. I can't sound drunk, like, it's so fat.
I know. Episode over.
Somebody immediately phone in and claim responsibility.
Do you like where I went? EastEnders beat into the driveway. It was good. Who would you say is more greedy and pegging out?
Me.
I'd say we're pretty both good at it. Mickey, what do you hate most about Colin?
Smaller tits on me these days. I think that's...
I don't know about that. Thoughts on Eddie Murphy as a stand-up?
Was good until I watched Richard Pryor, realised he was just...
Richard Pryor?
Yeah.
Some guy called Jamie Vardy just wrote, nah.
Lovely.
You're a funny bastard! Best drunk story? Can you even think of one?
I need a piss too bad to know where to text
you. Go for a piss, I'll just answer the rest of these questions. Grams. I need a piss too, but I can just clamp it down. Clamp it down. I should have took that recorder into the bog. You could have fucking listened to the pish. Chris Raff asked that question twice. What about Boko Haram burning children? Can you still talk, Mickey, when you're pishing? No?
What?
Can you still talk while you're pishing?
Yeah. I'm sitting down because
I'm
drinking too much noise.
Are you sitting down? Mickey's having a sit down pish there. So, how long would it take you to think of your best drunk story? 3 weeks? I can't even fucking remember. They all just roll into one. Here's a good one. Did you two... This is from Niamh Maron, comedian. Did you two ever... This is from Niamh Maron, this one, right? Did you two ever go too far on stage and have the crowd turn against you? If so, what did you say?
And did you ever have a guy come on to you after a show? If so, what was the sex like? And, yep. Have you ever went too far and had everyone turn on you?
I've had gigs where, like, you were fucked from the start. There was no chance.
Yeah. Have you ever said anything?
I've done, like, I remember doing like a corporate thing in Lurgan one time, and it wasn't even that it had gone too far. It
was drug
like
dealers night out.
Aye, no, it was like a golf club thing, but it was one of those situations where it was like they just didn't want you there.
Right.
So I was doing like, was starting off like local fucking Catholics walk like this and Protestants walk like that there. No, just to try and ease them into it, and then once I stopped doing that, they were just like, no, no,
no, you fat lesbian.
Yeah, got threatened outside and all that sort of shit.
Did you?
Yeah.
In what way?
This guy was like,
you will never play golf in Oregon.
Yeah, this guy was like, here kid, just want to fucking say something to you. And I was like, oh, he's going to be dead nice. And he went, you were fucking shite, get the fuck out of my face. And I was like,
you were fucking shite, get the fuck out of my face.
I was like, you called me over. That's what afterwards when I thought about it, I was like, you asked me to
come. What age is he?
But in his 40s, like,
is he like beat your fucking age?
Yeah, was I was it? Like 22, just felt like my dad was telling me off. Like,
you were fucking shit. And most sane people would stop after that, wouldn't they?
No.
Unbelievable. You should go back now and fucking torch them.
Fucking right.
Fuck my dick. Flat funny one. I don't think I've ever went too far. Really. I've said some things that people don't enjoy hearing, but.
Aye. It's weird, like, saying that I've done. What the fuck did I do recently? Like a spoken word night, because I've been trying, like, because I'm just writing a new show, I'm just trying to do anything, and everyone was all like, you know, it was all poets and storytellers, and everyone's kind of well spoken, and I did like a typical, I'm a stand up comedian, like, I'll, you know, I'm going to talk about my deck, use the word finger as a verb, and then like expect to get paid for it or something like that. And all these other like spoken word performers just went,
no,
well, that's not happening, man.
Disgusting. No, I don't know if I've ever went too far. It's always going to be some fucking.
But it's always someone like that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Have you ever seen somebody go to? Have you ever seen somebody just fucking?
Yeah, there's a couple of fucking pavilion moments where you see people just go a bit too much, and you're like, oh, Jesus.
Aye, who's the fucking?
There's a guy who used to do like a series of really sick sort of Sickopedia jokes, and
that shit.
I don't mind it, but it's like he thought he was, is that too edgy for you? And you're like, no. On the 38th joke about Madeleine McCann, you're like, fucking move on, bro.
That's just you're just reading the list of jokes out.
Do something else. I mean, the only way to do comedy well, I think, is just to do good material. See all that jokey fucking shit. It never lasts. You know what I mean? It wears off so quickly.
What do you mean, like?
You know, like, you never really remember. You know, like a Tim. Like, you never go, what? You remember that classic Tim Vine joke or something?
Aye.
Do you know what I mean? It's just fucking. The farts in the wind. Who gives a fuck? We'll end on this question. Oh my god, there's millions! Oh,
fuck.
Sorry,
I've had a piss. That's rock and roll.
Does Mickey know there's graffiti in Kill Wilkie that says, up the Mickey Bartlett, I shit you not.
Get to fuck.
I'm gonna go picks or picks, please. Picks, please. Up the Mickey Bartlett.
If that's a real life thing, that's a fucking.
Where the fuck's Kilwalkie?
It's around the corner from my mom and dad's house.
Is it all right? Up the Mickey Bartlett.
I have to go home.
Right, we'll finish on one of these questions. This is a good one. From a man called Dara Basketfield. Would you rather lick Willie Fraser's gooch or suck off Jamie Boyson? I'd rather not do any of those.
Aye.
If you could drop kick the both of them into like a wood chipper, I'd laugh my fucking bag off.
I don't know. Would you anybody's? If you rather lick anyone's gooch or suck a dick?
Probably just lick their gooch real quick.
Aye. Right. No. Is it? Because that's every time somebody asks one of these questions, I'm like, right. Is it the completion? Like,
how do you completely lick your
like? Do you just suck somebody's dick to the cum, or is it just like, do you know what I mean? And out? Do you have to lick their gooch until it's clean?
Would you put it in and just bring your lips together and not touch anything in the inside of your mouth? Is that
yeah? Or do you have to like lather it up with spit? Like a dirty eye, Jimmy.
I'm about to pull my load. Pull my beans. Oh my god.
Do you want to let your gooch, Willie? Is that Irish for something?
Did the rap hit you up this?
Yes, please.
Like your own gooch. Right, last question. What's your favourite piece of stand up from the other set?
Fuck.
I don't really have fucking.
You've loads of stuff I'm like, I'm jealous of.
But I don't really have any bits. The bit you used to do about, or you probably still do it, about the. What was it? Yeah, when you wanked so much. What was the first time you wanked so much?
It came out?
Yeah.
No.
That's such a fucking, like, rolling closer. Because I remember you doing that before you bring me on at Mason's one night, and I was just standing at the side going, for fuck's sake. I'm like, normally the MC's like, yeah, put your hands together for a while. And I'm standing behind that speaker, and you're like, going fucking mad. Or was it that bit, or was it the...
Might have been the gladiator bit, was it?
Yeah, it was that bit. Actually, I tell a lie. Are you not entertained? You're throwing the fuck, take out you sturdy hurdle on that. And I was just standing there going, for fuck's sake. I thought you were going to bring me straight on. 14 minutes later, destroyed.
You know how to get them settled down.
Get them settled down, I know. It was good though, because I took that energy on board, Mick.
That bit you're doing at the minute, the...
He whacks beside the door!
That's the, fucking brilliant.
The refugees bit.
That is fucking
that brilliant. Went from a throwaway to like a closer now.
I love when that happens a bit though. Do you want to...
Yeah, you just thought it was another... It was a joke to get me in to doing the bit about the guy from Derry who was an ISIS.
Aye. So you just have fucking... You've loads of bits. Even your bit like the polar bear getting the ride and all that sort of stuff. I just think it was fucking class.
I know, I tried to remember that one day and couldn't remember any of it. Couldn't remember it. But then all my bits went from long to just like short fucking like statements.
Aye.
They weren't even, they're not bits anymore.
See, I've gone the opposite now. I'm like, you're off writing a whole big fucking massive story.
Yeah.
Before I get a joke in it, and I'm like, I'm probably struggling to write a new fucking show this year. Like.
I'm sure you would, but I don't know. I just kind of throw off those wee bits together that maybe like three or four of them become a 5-minute bit.
Right.
And then it just kind of adds, and then you just arrange them in an order where it makes sense.
Right.
I don't really try and think about it as like a big fucking... But then the styles are different enough. The way you write it would never be the same.
Right, exactly.
Like McCann writes fucking novels.
Right.
Best-selling novels. Changes the lines.
Do you just write... Like, if you, do you do points, or what would you do?
If it was just starting to write a thing, I would break it up into like three or four lines, but then that would be summed up in like a set list. It's just one word,
right.
Or one phrase or whatever. I would never write it out. Like,
I'm the same.
I would just write the fucking tags in. You know, go like, say I was writing a joke. Like, say I went back to write about that girls with dildos. I'd be like, you know, why can girls have dildos? Men, you know, like
men can't have dildos.
Men can't have dildos.
If I had a dildo?
Yeah, your mate finds rubber muff. But it would be like four little points. But if it was writing a set list, it would just be like men versus dildos or something. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I'm the same.
I would never write it out because it just. I don't think you can. I don't think you can ever. Sometimes that limits you as well because you're trying to remember exactly how you wrote it, but that might not be the best way to fucking get it out. So I just.
Do you ever just try it fucking blind, like, fuck it, I'll just try this, and then...
Oh, yeah.
You have, I suppose every time you fucking first try it, you have to do it, don't you?
Yeah. And then it's, 90% of the time, it sorts itself out. Like, even stuff I did the last Laveries, you know, you can, you know, there's just wee bits that get added in. That's why you should always record the first time you do the new bit. I never do, like, but you should. But, you know, it's way different to what you thought it was going to be on paper.
Right.
It, like, adds another bit on. I got a fucking laugh at the last Laveries by saying, guess who I fucked last night? Kim Kardashian's dad. In the Bruce Jenner bit. It wasn't even a joke, like. It just sounded funny. I don't know. Is that it? Have you ever sharted before? If so, when was the most embarrassing time? And that's from Kieran McNally, a man who clearly sharts himself all the fucking time. A particularly bad shart now was when...
I was short of breath one time.
I was licking Jamie Bryson's gooch.
Have you ever sharted?
Nah.
Never.
I've very nearly shit all over myself, like, but yeah. I've never... I don't know if I've ever... Like, you know the ones where you're going up the stairs and you're like, your asshole is like the start of James Bond? Like, yeah, some guy shooting
out of it. Knife.
But when you're, you know the ones where you're like, your trouser off and the shit is coming out of your arse?
Aye.
Like a Las Vegas fountain.
Like a fondue.
And you just have to like you're sitting down as it's already in the water type of shit.
I've had loads
but
of
those. But I don't think I've ever shit myself.
Have you ever had one of those ones where you're going for a piss and then you're like, I should probably spin around right now and...
Yeah.
Like everything all fucking relaxes a wee bit. You're like, oh no, I need a shit actually. This is a trifle inconvenient. Because I'm on a bus.
Which sounds like a Bond movie. Trifle inconvenient. Best one is if you're doing a particularly loose stool and you just...
We've talked about shit.
You do a massive... Loads. you do a massive... Just there's a massive pocket of fart in there and it just kind of... Just shotguns it all over the toilet and you're like... That's someone else's problem.
Do you ever be in a situation where you've gone for a shit and it's just a really big fart in a very echoey situation? I recently had to walk into a room and go, did you hear that? Like... You need to soundproof that bathroom because that's fucking ridiculous. I should not be made to feel so embarrassed.
There's nothing... Do you ever be in someone's house and you need to take a shit and they've got one of those weird toilets where it's like... It doesn't smooth... It's like a squared off into the little shithole. Instead of like smooth. And you miss the hole the whole time. And you're going, I'm just looking at my shit on the shelf here. And the water makes it look smaller. So when it's out of the water, you're like, is that the size of my shit? Was that in my... That's in my body every day.
It really doesn't... This is not a good time because it doesn't really wash it away properly either. Because you kind of, do you know what I mean? Like, it'll wash away, but then you're going, I have to clean the toilet.
Yeah. That's just.
Like, I was already worried that the new was taking a shit because I've been in here longer than it should have been.
Yeah. Now it's got like a fucking just been murdered chalk outline of shit.
Exactly.
Where it's been laying there.
Try to completely redo your haircut. Oh, it's just fixing my hair.
Yeah.
Put a different outfit.
I like to wipe my face and be like, oh, it's still fresh and up a bit.
No. Because I'm just shitless.
After pretty much a Daniel Bander major heartache.
What?
I'm not going to slap her because that's the guy who teaches jiu-jitsu. He'd probably kill you.
Ah, that's... He's right.
General Bander. Oh, as in you're like a soldier and then major heartache. Okay.
Oh.
I get it. Paddy McDonald, who has the biggest dick in inches? Why is it? Does it change in centimeters?
Yeah, I actually use the imperial system.
That's from Paddy McDonald. He measures his dick in teeth. My dick's 8 teeth long.
I measure mine in furlongs. What's that? A millionth of a furlong?
He is a. Paddy McDonald infamously has a pic. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Have you seen his dick? I haven't seen it. He's got a picture of a knife on his dick, is it?
Well,
that's nice, isn't it? Look at my fucking dagger on my dick.
Dorty?
He's a wild man.
There's too many veins in the dick to get. I couldn't do it. I'd be worried about
piercing your dick. Yeah. I mean, and to get any sort of definition on it, you're going to have to be fully erect when they do it, so...
It must be the same thing they do in the piercing, they stick the fucking... They stick like a wee fucking thin rod pretty much down your piss hole, so it keeps your dick rigid.
I don't think they do.
They do, that's what they do when you're piercing your dick.
I bet not when they're tattooing it.
Well, it must be the same sort of idea.
I think they...
Unless you just pull it out like a fucking... like a tape measure.
I think they do. I think they just pull it out and put a tack through it on the table.
Fuck!
A couple of bits of duct tape.
Fucking rolls up like a blind at the end of it.
One of them snap-on bracelets. Just goes around you.
A yoga mat.
Yeah, like Christmas wrapping paper when you're trying to wrap something and just keep on rolling up.
That's horrible.
For example. Yeah, right. Let's get out of here, Mike. I need a piss now too. That's an hour and 30. Fuck me, lads.
Bargain.
Too many questions here. That's the most questions I've ever seen in a podcast, I think. Does Mickey drink Buckfast?
Nah.
Bill Smith. Thinking of going to SBG Belfast. Any thoughts? Go for it. Why not? What celeb will drop dead next? Joe Miller.
Don't know who he is. Is he the fella that makes the beer? I know, it does seem like there's a lot of them like that.
Bruce Forsyth.
It could be this year, like it's a...
Yeah, he's not like... When they take you off telly, it's like...
Aye.
You can't stay awake. I'm going to write Bruce Forsyth. I'm going to write material about his death now, so that when he dies, I'm just like...
You ready for it? Not a bad idea.
I'm not really. Tracy hasn't fucked any kids. He looks the most paid away. Doesn't he?
He does look a wee...
Let me see your little nappy.
Oh, that disgusted me a wee bit. There you go, Niamh Maren. That was my eye too far thing, for even for me. Jesus fucking look.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christy.
Right, let's cut this off. Have you anything to plug?
Not for a couple of weeks, no.
Alright, yeah.
We did a wee gig in Neil Dugan's. We gig in the Urgle the end of the month.
Aye, it's a good gig that day. Who's headlining? Yourself or is it someone else?
John Cleary.
You'll take the head of support for Cleary, wouldn't
you? No, I'd beat him.
I would just go to that gig.
Aye. I was gigging with the weekend in Dublin as well. He's a beast, like.
He's funny. Just a last minute question there. You've both done a bit of work for BBC. How long before you get investigated under Operation Yew Tree? We didn't do enough for it to even be registered on the radar of television, so I wouldn't fucking worry about it.
No, you mean work for the BBC, not fucking kids?
Yeah.
It's not like they have a limit. Like yeah. If you fuck five kids, we won't start talking about you.
It didn't register on the fuck meter. on the kiddie fiddler, it's called.
The Buckter scale.
Sphincter scale. Yep.
Yeah,
I'm just going to go ahead and plug. We've got Lavery's next Wednesday. It's a big lineup of fucking people. Everyone's on it, apart from Mickey. Sorry, Mickey.
It's fine.
And then we have the General Banter podcast the week after. Slightly different lineup, but we'll see what happens. Eh?
Uh-huh.
Online wink.
Yeah.
If the powers that be are digging this deep to see what you're up to, Mick.
You're doing something good.
Fair play to them. So that's about it, really. The book reserve is on the 6th. If you want to get a ticket for that, it's on the Lisburn Road. It's £12. You bring your own booze. That's a deal, really.
Aye. What date's on?
6th.
Might call down.
Aye.
Oh, so this weekend.
Next, because we're going to Tom's Date on the Friday in Daly's in Oma. It's sold out, I think. And then I'm going that gig on the Saturday.
Are you sure the 6th on this weekend? The Saturday? Aye.
Aye. That's what I mean.
All right, okay.
Hold on. Yeah. Yeah.
Saturday Common Book Reserve.
Saturday Common 6th. The date.
See, the date. Everything you need to memory. Know.
But mainly Lavery's, okay? And then it's on the 3rd.
Yes.
Which is this Wednesday.
Yes.
What day is it today?
Monday.
Fuck. Alright. So, that'll do. And speak to you next time. I can't get up. I need to piss that bad.
Keep her lit and I'm with her smoke.
Respect.
Babe.